you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
From John chapter 15, verse 4, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And these are words of Jesus, the importance of abiding, of remaining, of getting close to, embracing, knowing, being so close to Jesus that he just rubs off on you. Put John 15, verse 4 to memory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. So much to say, so little time. And I have three great songs picked out for you. Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega. That's my go-to song when I want to get grounded. In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty. And Revive Us, O Lord by Steve Camp. All I hope to weave into today's program. Because there's much to say, here's a message I sent out to my board last night, as tomorrow we'll have our meeting. Hey board, new and potential members, I look forward to seeing you this Tuesday, April 30th, at noon at the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois. Last call on the meeting agenda, working draft attached, talk with Huey. Huey Freeman's our board chairman. If you want something addressed, but it'll be late notice and may not make it on the agenda. Holly will be serving her famous chicken salad croissants and other fixings, so come with an appetite. In fact, on Saturday for the special gathering, remember Howard Fox, who was our station engineer for so many years. Holly served her chicken salad croissants and had assistance from a bunch of volunteers and staff. And it was a tremendous turnout to honor Howard and share some stories. And I thank all the staff from the past that showed up, along with many of Mary's family members. Howard's dad was there, and it was a great occasion to gather and remember Howard Fox. Back to my board email from last night. It's a busy week with this board meeting, the arrival of the May Prime Life Times, the Ministry Leader Luncheon, the Community Prayer Gathering, 101.1 FM Decatur possibly be taken down, me speaking at the Pinnacle Forum Large Group Gathering, final preparations for the First Lady Ministry Luncheon on May 7th, and a number of other things that I have going on, but I had a question. Should I invite Dave Fish, our new director of development, to attend the early part of our meeting so we can visit with him? And then I put, woohoo, exciting times to be alive serving the Lord. And then I pasted in the meeting agenda, which begins with prayer, old business, secretary's reports, treasurer's report, new business. Introduce new board members, Pastor Jesse Herring and Dr. Peter Miller, and the possibility of Jeff Goldberg. Other things under new business, staff updates, Dave Fish, Ani Lutchman, Amelia Cheshire, bookkeeping update, Great News Radio Center Champaign update, DHS risk assessment, Greg Lowry Crusade, Great News Radio, and WLUJ update on the vehicle, signage, building and grounds, open forum, and future board meeting dates, and then closing in prayer. We have a lot of things to pray up, think through, plan out, and seek the Lord's guiding in it all. A lot's going on. In fact, this Thursday, there's two different prayer gatherings in Springfield, one at about 10 or 10:30. Dave Fitch will be praying at that one. And then Bernie Lutchman is holding at the Crown Plaza Hotel. I think it's their 26th year, many years of a noon prayer gathering. So you can call the station and find out more about those two gatherings. But a lot's happening, and I'll share some more. But here's Fernando Ortega singing Give Me Jesus, one of my favorite songs to get grounded. And it'll be followed by In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty, a song that just lays out the importance of focusing on Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. When I am alone, oh, and when I Jesus.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. Comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness.
Yes, listening friend, in Christ alone, that's who you want to seek and follow and obey and trust in. When I opened up with John 15:4, these were words of Jesus, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. In Christ alone, dear friend. And before that, it was Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega. I'll close out the program with Revive Us, O Lord by Steve Camp, as he reminds us the importance of prayer and how we need to allow Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, to work in and through us, to stir in us that revival so it begins with us and it manifests itself in so many different ways. Wherever we go, as we go, we can't help but talk about the good news message of Jesus and encourage a hurting world that there is hope, that there is an answer, that God does care, and that you can find peace amidst this craziness and contentment here on earth, even amongst the circumstances and the pain and suffering that life offers. Now, life offers also some opportunities to grow in your faith journey, to be blessed and ministered to by others. And as I mentioned in my opening email to my radio board, this Thursday there's the Ministry Leaders Luncheon in Champaign, open to pastors and ministry leaders that oversee various ministries. If that's you, you're invited, but you have to RSVP. We meet at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center in Champaign from 11:45. That's when lunch is served, and it goes right to 1:15 p.m., and our special speaker is evangelist Daniel Nally from Gospel Encounter Missions. Travels the country as an evangelist, and he's going to speak on To Know Jesus and Make Jesus Known. Then this Thursday night, it's our community-wide prayer gathering that begins at 7 p.m. Come and enjoy a time of worship and prayer. And also, if you're a first lady, a woman pastor, or a woman in ministry leadership, that ministry was launched last month and this month on Tuesday at noon, May 7th in Springfield, we'll host the beloved L.T. Doss, who will speak on the power of prayer. You can find out more by calling the station, as that's a special ministry we launched last month. We had 40 lovely ladies show up, and we expect more this month. So listening, friends, as we close out hearing Steve Camp sing Revive Us, O Lord, may you pray that God would become ever so present in your life, ever so real, that you would commit to praying to him, to seeking him out, to asking the Holy Spirit to order your steps this very day. And then wait and watch how he'll work through your circumstance, your situation, and grant you peace that's beyond understanding. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night. From our embrace.